Diwali 2024 is just around the corner, and apart from vibrant festivities and rituals like lights, colorful rangolis and family get-togethers, the heart of the celebration lies in one of the most cherished traditions, sweets. Almost everyone loves to indulge in the world of laddus, halwas, puran poli, kaju katli and more around the festive season. From crumbly laddus to soft, moist gulab jamuns, each of these sweet treats not only carries deep cultural significance but also evokes a sense of nostalgia. But all that sweetness can easily throw one off their healthy eating goals. Is it possible to create sweets that are both healthy and delicious? Can these healthier alternatives still wow your guests, understanding the desire to enjoy guilt-free versions of classic sweets that still capture the essence of the season? Midday.com speaks to Indian chefs who share innovative and healthy takes on traditional sweets, orange and walnut besan laddu. For those who like besan laddu but are looking for a healthy twist, try this orange and walnut besan laddu. These laddus bring a refreshing citrus twist to a traditional sweet. With jaggery replacing refined sugar, they're a healthier way to enjoy Diwali festivities with a burst of festive flavor, says Chef Rupesh Ramnath Mokal. Ingredients: besan, gram flour, and n-1 cup ghee and n-1/4 cup jaggery powder and n-1/2 cup walnuts, chopped, and n-1/4 cup orange zest and n-1 TBSP cardamom powder and n-1/4 TSP a pinch of salt method. Roast the besan, heat ghee in a pan over low heat. Add the besan and roast it for 810 minutes until it turns golden brown and releases a nutty aroma. Stir continuously to prevent burning. Mix walnuts and cardamom. Add chopped walnuts and cardamom powder to the roasted besan. Mix well and turn off the heat. Add jaggery and orange zest. Once the mixture cools slightly, add jaggery powder, orange zest, and a pinch of salt. Stir everything together until well combined. Shake the laddus. While the mixture is still warm, grease your hands with a little ghee and shape the mixture into small round laddus. Cool and serve. Let the laddus cool and set. Store them in an airtight container. Try layer halwa of beetroot, bottle gourd, and carrot. Ever thought of a halwa dish with multiple layers? According to sous chef Ashwin Kadam at Wire Bombay, this tri-layer halwa brings together the distinct flavors of beetroot, carrot, and bottle gourd in perfect harmony. It's the essence of Diwali, and vibrant, festive, and unforgettable. Ingredients: beetroot, grated, 3 cups bottle gourd, grated, 3 cups carrot, grated, 3 cups milk, 6 cups mawa, and 1.5 cups sugar, 3 cups ghee, 90 BSP cardamom, crushed, 6 cashew 15 method. In a pan, saute and ecute the grated vegetables, beetroot, bottle gourd and carrot, in 1 tablespoon ghee for 34 minutes. Add 2 cups of milk, bring to a boil, and cook until thickened. Stir in 1 cup sugar and then frack 12 cup mawa, and cook until the halwa turns glossy and leaves the sides. Add cardamom, garnish with cashews, and remove from heat. Layer each halwa in a glass, one on top of the other, and serve hot, garnished with nuts. Dudich Fof. If you are craving Goan flavors, try Dudich Fof. Chef Anand Naik at Deltin Goa says, Dudich Fof is a comforting Goan dish that brings together the simplicity of poha with the richness of milk, sugar and aromatic cardamom. This warm, creamy treat is a perfect balance of sweet and spice, with a soft texture that melts in your mouth. During Diwali, it's an ideal dish to share with family and friends in Goa, symbolizing warmth and togetherness. Garnish it with kesar or nuts for an extra festive touch, making it a delightful addition to your Diwali celebrations. Ingredients: poha, flattened rice, 1 cup milk, 2 cups water, 2 cups sugar, 8 TBSP crushed cardamom powder, elaichi, and n-1 TSP method. Start by washing the beaten rice thoroughly under running water. Soak it in enough water for 10 minutes. Once softened, heat 1 cup of water in a saucepan over high heat. Add the beaten rice and bring it to a boil. After the water and beaten rice reach a boil, pour in the milk. Cook for 10 minutes, stirring occasionally to prevent the mixture from sticking to the pan. After 10 minutes, add sugar and stir until it dissolves. Mix in the crushed cardamom powder, allowing the dudach pfaff to simmer for a few minutes, turn off the heat and serve. For an extra touch, garnish with chopped nuts or saffron, kesar.